ground control to Major Tom.
Staunton wriggling his way to the post, and right on the post. There are three there. It must be a try. Yes, it is. A second try for John Kelly. Now it's all there for the taking, as Gloucester pick themselves up from underneath their own post. Tom.
Ground control to Major Tom.
This is Crotty. Oh yes, O'Gara is in! Another lead for Munster, and what a magnificent try!
Check ignition.
Fully controlled. Oh, straight on! Now there will be no greater place in Munster history than the one reserved for the man who scores the special individual try.
Tom Savage of Three Red Kings. Tom, you'll have to forgive the croaky voice today, but maybe it's a sign of my old age. But one thing that certainly is not in this Munster lineup is old age, Tom. It's a very, very young side, a very exciting side, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how they play together, especially the halfback pairing. But Liam O'Connor, Rhys Marshall, Stephen Archer, Finian Wisherley, Darren O'Shea, Jack O'Donoghue, Tommy O'Donnell, Arno Botha, Nick McCarthy, Ben Healy, Alex Wootton, Dan Goggins, Sam Arnold, Calvin Nash, Shane Daly. And in the replacements, Kevin O'Byrne, James Cronin, Keenan Knox, Jed Holloway, Conor Oliver, Neil Cronin, JJ Hanrahan, and Rory Scannell. Tom, I'm looking forward to this. It's an exciting lineup against an Edinburgh side who'll be coming here with a point to prove.
Oh yeah, and they've come with a team that is right up there with that point to prove. They've got practically their entire first team squad there. That was shaking through it last night. They're missing WP Nell, John Barkley, maybe one or two others, but they've gone full strength for this game. So from Munster's perspective, this is going to be incredibly difficult. They're at home, and like you said, they've picked Ben Healy's getting his first ever pro later on today. I'm looking forward to seeing that, because he's a guy who doesn't have a kind of a huge hype train behind him with regards to how he performed at Irish under 20 level. But when I look at his performances at under 20 level, he was just consistently good all the way through the Six Nations whenever he would appear, consistently through the under 20 championship. He's got a huge boot in him. He can kick off his right or his left. He's a big lad, 6'3". And I'm really excited to see how he goes. But there's lots of young guys in this squad tonight. Dan Goggin, he's still a relatively young player. You've got Calvin Nash, Shane Daly, Liam O'Connor, Finian Wycherley, who still, he's appearing in the Champions Cup, and he's 21 years of age, I believe. So, it's going to be a huge challenge tonight for Munster, but it's a game that's got a huge amount of promise in it too.
It certainly does. And I suppose, Tom, what it also has is it has a reasonable opportunity for Munster to create, I won't say daylight, but to kick on. And I suppose as the Pro 14 develops during the year, you want to be edging closer to that home semi-final all the time. And, with the conferences the way they're structured this year, with Munster going so well at the top, and you'd really want them to kick on, and these are the kind of games that give you that opportunity to start slowly but surely nailing down that semi-final spot. I know it's only that home semi-final, and I know it's only the end of November, but as it takes shape, you'd be hoping that that's where Munster are going.
Yeah, look, when it comes to the Pro 14, I think we've seen in the last couple of seasons that finishing second in your conference is a mugged game, because from Munster's perspective, all it's ever meant over the course of the last two seasons has been a trip to the RDS, which is one of the most difficult places to go in Europe for any team. So for Munster, currently 5 points clear at the top of the Conference B. You can see that Edinburgh tonight, they've done the maths. They've had a look around. They've seen they're currently on 19 points. Scarlets have gone to Ulster, but they're quite reduced because of the strange international against the Barbarians that Wales have that I just realised was on this week. Just the timing of it is strange to me. And so Connacht are playing the Southern Kings at home, so you'd imagine they'll get a handy bonus point win there. So from, you know, from Edinburgh's perspective, if they can get a win here away, then they'll be right in contention, because, you know, with the way that the Pro 14 conferences are this season, there's going to be, you know, a large amount of time where once you get into the top three, it's going to be harder to get out of them than what it is to get into them. So, I mean, looking at Munster's schedule over the course of the next couple of weeks, it's vital for Munster to get a result here tonight. Now, it's going to be incredibly difficult, because I think just sometimes it happens in the Pro 14 that other teams are targeting certain games and you can't wheel out your top team for it. Munster are in between two huge games against Racing and against Saracens coming up next week. So there's always going to be an element of rotation, especially in a World Cup year. So look, it's going to be incredibly difficult, but I think Munster have an opportunity here if they can somehow get a win against this Edinburgh side, who are just full of test players everywhere you look. It could be a really, really big weekend for Munster in the Pro 14, even though it's, you know, even though we're coming towards the tail end of November.
Yeah, it certainly could. Tom, I suppose this Munster lineup and against the Edinburgh side, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, we saw the frontliners and how they implemented the Stephen Larkham game plan in against Racing last week, or how at least they tried it at times. You know, it's going to be interesting to see the younger guys, the guys who might have that, you know, little bit less fear, or, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the game plan transcends from the top guys and the starting 15 and the Champions Cup 15 down to the Pro 14 15s, if you know what I mean. That game plan goes across the Munster, regardless what the opposition or what the competition is.
Oh, I think that's the aim. But like, I think if you look at this side, a lot of the team that ended up beating Cardiff away from home, which was, I think, one of our best results this season so far, if you look at that, there's a lot of that team in this team. So, I mean, there should be a little bit of an inbuilt cohesion there, just based on the preseason that a lot of these guys have put down. But like, when you look at, you know, from a Munster perspective in this game, like when you look at the opportunity for these young lads to make a big stamp on this season in this game, it's a huge opportunity. And I suppose if they're looking across at Edinburgh and seeing how strong they've gone, for all these young players here, this is one of those opportunities where, like, Munster had a very tough time against pretty much this side in a European Champions Cup quarterfinal last year. So if this Munster side, with the younger players who were in there, can make a real statement here, because like, some of these guys are out of contract this year, you know, and some of them are looking to try and go above where they currently are in the pecking order, try and break into the team, look for, you know, and looking for new contracts, as I said. Like, for example, at halfback today, Nick McCarthy, Neil Cronin, a scrum half, rather. These are two guys now who are going to be tangling for that spot behind Murray next week in the Champions Cup in a huge game against Racing. So these two lads, who are currently the two scrum halves we have registered in the squad, they need to perform here. So this is not a game where, okay, look, they've gone very strong, we're quite rotated, we're top of the conference anyway. There's lots going on in this game, and there's lots of stuff for the individuals as well, which is the most important thing for me, is individuals making a claim to move up in the ranks, to move up, to make a bigger name for themselves. And as for Ben Healy, you know, for a guy to come in and starting his first game in Musgrave Park, he's a guy, this is the kind of the exciting thing about the game for me, young players who we've not seen before at pro level, and can he step up and have a performance that would hint at what this guy is going to become in the future? Because if you look at his qualities, fantastically dedicated player. He's got good size. He can use both feet kicking the ball. He's a solid carry of a ball as well. He's got an offload. He's got a pass off both sides. He's a quality player. So can we see it in this game? Because look, it'll be a huge challenge, but I think these young lads are up to it.
Yeah, I think so too. Tom, I'm going to get you to call this one, and that's before we move on and have a look at the other Irish provinces in action this weekend. But first up, Munster and Edinburgh. Who's going to come away with the points?
I think Edinburgh are going to win. But I think if Munster were to come away with a losing bonus point based on the balance of both sides, I think that would be a decent result based on just on our schedule right now with regards to guys coming back from the World Cup. And in between two massive games against Racing and now Saracens, which is just gives you the outrageousness of this group. So I'm just going to go for a narrow Edinburgh win, but a Munster losing bonus point.
Ulster and the Scarlets. I know you mentioned the Scarlets missing some of their internationals due to this bizarre Barbarians-Wales game. That's an oddly strange kind of a fixture to be contemplating at this time of the year.
Yeah, I honestly don't know why that game was made. It just seems like the most, like, it kind of just makes the Welsh sides look like they're not taking any competition seriously this season, you know, because they've got European games coming up and you're going away for an international. I think it is just a sign that maybe balance of getting things right in Wales isn't where it needs to be. But yeah, Scarlets seem to have gone pretty rotated up to Ulster. I'm Scarlets are actually in our group, which is kind of, I'm so used to the old Conference A. You keep thinking that it's Cardiff and Ospreys, but no, it's Cardiff and the Scarlets these days. So Scarlets are currently second in the conference. They've got a decent back row selected for this game, but I can't see beyond a fairly healthy Ulster win. And Bill Johnson actually is starting for Ulster too, so there's a bit of interest there.
Connacht at home to the Kings. Connacht should put a bonus point on the Kings, Tom.
I can't see any other outcome except Connacht sticking a fairly healthy bonus point on the Southern Kings. Look, the Southern Kings are, I think they're a week out from going on, I think they're going to go going on their Christmas break soon enough. So look, I can't see them putting up anything to Connacht in the sports ground tonight. I just think it's going to be a fairly handy bonus point win. Wouldn't be surprised to see Connacht have it all wrapped up inside the first half an hour. You know, one of those games where, look, you've got to come out of it with 5 points. There's nothing else to it. So, I mean, in that regard, it's simple. I can't see anything beyond the Connacht win.
And finally, it's Leinster's trip to Glasgow. Neither of both are teams that we're not overly fond of, but I can't see past the Leinster winning this one either, despite the fact that they've been missing some of their frontliners.
Yeah, look, I think that, like, Glasgow have certainly improved over the course of the last couple of weeks, you know, because they've managed to get some of their guys back in, and because they started the season very poorly. But I just think looking at how Leinster have stacked themselves here, they've managed a bit of rotation, but, like, they still got a fair amount of quality there as well, you know. So I think, you know, with, like, the, you know, Ross Byrne, they've even rested some guys like Ronan Kelleher, which will show you where how he's rated by them now as well. So I think they've, like, with Leinster, they've got so much depth you can't really look beyond any of their selections. But I think Glasgow in general are a bad matchup for Leinster in general. So I think just looking at, you know, Glasgow's perspective in this game, you know, you've got, they've had a bad enough start to the season. So, like, I think they'll probably want to try and keep this goal, keep it going as much as they can, because, you know, they've changed up some of their squad for this one just based on their own schedule at the moment. I think they're looking at really focusing on the Champions Cup. I think they're knowing that they've got a fair amount of, I think they, I know they've got a fair amount of road left to run in the Pro 14. So it seems like they're backing themselves to make a splash later in the year. But even then, like, as in, it's not that ridiculously changed the squad. You know, they've got Tim Swinson in there, Johnny Gray, you know, Nico Matawalu's playing for them as well. You know, you've got Sam Johnson, Hugh Jones, Tommy Seymour. So look, they've got decent players, and I think just looking at the amount of, you know, rotation Leinster have done compared to what looks to be a slightly more settled Glasgow side, especially when you look at the guys that have gotten their back five, I think they should be able to just narrowly get the win here. But you can never really write off Leinster these days. So I think you're looking at a very, very close game, with possibly Glasgow just coming out on top, given home advantage, and just having slightly more tests or starters there ready to go.
Tom, I know it's game day for yourself. So what's going out on the Three Red Kings Patreon page between now and kickoff this evening? I also know that you're continuing your bromance with Dan Mooney tonight on Live 95.
Oh yes, on Live 95 tonight, there's going to be the ceremonial handing over of the jellies pre-kickoff. I'm looking forward to it. It should be a good game. And I'm looking forward to covering the on the radio again, because this is one of those things where it's like you it's hard to actually realize what you're doing until you're doing it when it comes to radio stuff. I enjoyed the last time out with Donna Sullivan, and this should be good as well with Dan. And I'm going to try not to get into any weird references during the broadcast, but I can't promise anything. On Patreon.com later today, I've already got the red eye up. I'm also going to be doing some updates on my way to the stadium, and once I get into the stadium later on, you may be showing up on one of those. And we'll be getting that's already out right now. I'll have the post-match Wally stream after the game later on, and the Wally ratings coming out later in the weekend. That's coming out on Patreon.com/Trier Kings for as little as €2 a month.